Welcome to the VoAtlas Money Minute. I'm your friend who happens to be good with money, and today we are talking about a number that shows up in headlines all the time, average mortgage debt. Sounds simple, right? It is not. We're going to walk through what that figure really measures, where it comes from, and why the number you read about is probably not the number that describes your house. Stick with me, because by the end you will know exactly which numbers to pull off your own statement to figure out where you actually stand. So first, what is average mortgage debt? It is just the unpaid balance on a loan used to buy or refinance a home. When journalists, lenders, or government agencies say the average, they are usually pulling from one of three places. The Federal Reserve runs a survey of consumer finances where households report their own balance. The New York Fed puts out a household debt and credit report using credit bureau data. And the Census Bureau and Bureau of Labor Statistics add another lens, often expressed as a debt-to-income or debt-to-asset ratio instead of a plain dollar amount. Because these three sources sample differently and ask slightly different questions, their averages can be off from each other by tens of thousands of dollars. That alone is reason to slow down when you see a headline. The next thing to know is the difference between a mean and a median, because that changes everything. A national mean, which is what most people mean when they say average, gets pulled upward by borrowers with very large balances in expensive cities. A median is the midpoint where half of households owe more and half owe less, and it usually paints a more honest picture of the typical borrower. So whenever you see a headline figure, ask yourself, is this a mean or a median? That one question saves you from a lot of bad conclusions. Now, here is something people forget. The balance on your mortgage is not just a static number. It moves over time, and how it moves depends on the kind of loan you have. Mortgages are amortizing loans, which is a fancy way of saying each payment is split between interest and principal, and the split shifts over time. Early on, most of your payment is interest, so the balance shrinks slowly. As the years pass, more of your payment goes to principal, and the balance drops faster. Two borrowers with the same starting loan can have very different balances today, if one took a 15-year loan and the other took a 30-year, or if one has been making extra payments. Refinancing resets the clock and often stretches your balance back out over a fresh 30-year term. Quick aside on home equity lines of credit, sometimes called HELOCs. Those are a separate line of credit secured by your house, but they are not part of your first mortgage balance, so they usually do not show up in figures labeled mortgage debt. Worth knowing. Now let us talk about cost, because what you owe in dollars is only half the story. The other half is what it costs you to carry that balance, and that is set by your interest rate and any fees folded into the loan. You will see two terms on your statement, the interest rate and the APR, which stands for annual percentage rate. The APR is the full yearly cost, including most closing costs spread out across the life of the loan. Do not confuse APR with APY, which is annual percentage yield, and is used for interest you earn on deposits, not interest you pay. A borrower with a smaller balance at a high rate can easily pay more each month than a borrower with a bigger balance at a low rate. That is the trade-off at the heart of any refinancing decision. Here are the traps to watch for when you read or repeat these averages. 1. Mean versus median, we already covered. 2. Stale snapshots, since survey-based figures can lag real conditions by a year or more. 3. Mixing cohorts, because older homeowners who have been paying down for decades look nothing like recent buyers who locked in at higher rates. 4. Ignoring other housing debt like HELOCs and second mortgages that sit alongside your first mortgage. And 5. Conflating balance with payment, because a high balance is not automatically a stressful payment, and a low balance at a high rate can still hurt. So how do you put this in context for your own situation? Gather a few numbers. The current unpaid balance on each mortgage, the interest rate and APR on your latest statement, the original loan amount and term, and a rough value of the property. From those, you can compute your loan-to-value ratio, which is your loan balance divided by the home value, and that is a better way to see where you stand than the dollar balance alone. Also, track how your balance moves each year. On a normal amortizing loan, your principal should shrink gradually even if your monthly payment stays the same. If the balance is barely moving or growing, that is a flag. The loan might be negatively amortizing, and that is worth a call to your servicer. Finally, when you are shopping for a new loan or just reviewing your current one, focus on 6 things: the interest rate, the APR, the loan term, the closing costs, the monthly principal and interest payment, and the projected payoff date. A shorter term usually has a lower APR but a higher monthly payment. So the right answer depends on how long you plan to stay in the home and how much wiggle room your budget has. And remember to look at the loan in the context of everything else you owe. A big mortgage paired with big credit card balances is a very different risk profile than the same mortgage held by someone with no other debt. Insurance sits in the background too, with homeowners, title, and private mortgage insurance all adding to the real cost of carrying the home. Bottom line, average mortgage debt is a compass heading, not a destination. National figures tell you whether your balance is in a familiar range, but the rate, the term, the home's value, and the rest of your balance sheet are what actually decide whether your mortgage is comfortable. Treat the averages as context and your own statement as the source of truth. If you want the full written version with all the sources and definitions, head over to voatlas.com. That is it for this one. Talk soon.